Yeshaya Perek Lamed Gimel. The Navi first addresses himself to Sancheiriv. Sancheiriv, the mighty Assyrian ruler, with his army, conquered the world, destroyed the Aseres HaShvatim and exiled them, and destroyed Yehuda also till he came to Yerushalayim. Hoy Shodei, woe is to you, the pillager that robbed all the nations of the world. Ve'atalo shodud, and you yourself have never suffered that feeling. You've never been plundered. Ashur, from the moment it arose to power, it abused and robbed the other nations. They themselves have not been shodud. Uvogeid v'lo vogdu bach. And you're a bogey, treacherous, you're a traitor. V'lo vogdu bach. They didn't betray you. The word bogadnu means if somebody does you a favor and you stab him in the back, you turn against him. And in the world of international politics, there are very often treaties and pacts made between nations. And Ashur had their treaties with the different nations, and then when the time was most opportune for them, they turned against their allies. They're the Bogeid v'lo Bogduvach. They were the traitor who hasn't, others haven't betrayed them. Kasimcha Shodeid. But when you finish pillaging, when you, Ashur, finish robbing all the nations, Tushad, you yourself will be pillaged. Kanloscha Livgod, when you end your treachery, Yivgeduvach, they'll be treacherous with you. What happened with Ashur was the classical example of the Rasha gathers and then the Tzaddik has that benefit. Ashur went ahead and he brought in the wealth and he conquered all the nations and he brought it all right to Yerushalayim. And at that moment, before Ashur was destroyed, Yerushalayim was suffering from famine and there was difficulty and things looked hopeless. And then overnight, once the army of Ashur was destroyed, all of that wealth was right outside the city. And overnight, Chizkio and Yehuda became like the world power. Ashur controlled everything, and Ashur was destroyed by Chizkio, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right outside the walls of Yerushalayim. So overnight, now Chizkio became the world ruler, and all that wealth was brought right here. Kanloscha, Kasimcha Shodeid. When you finish pillaging, Tushad, everything Ashur would have would be taken away, and it would all go to the Tzaddik, it would go to Klal Yisrael, to Chizkio and the Yidden. And now Yeshaya davens to Hashem. Hashem Choneinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, grant us favor. L'cho kivinu, we've hoped for you. Heyeh zeroam la'bakorim, you should be their zeroa, their strong arm. La'bakorim, every day, every morning, we should feel the assistance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af Yeshua Seinu Be'ez Tzara. And you should even be our Yeshua, our salvation, Be'ez Tzara, in the times of distress. Hashem Choneinu. Choneinu is a term of Matnas Chinom. V'noach Motza Chein Be'enei Hashem. Chein is when somebody finds favor, and it's hard to pinpoint the exact reason why they're deserving of such of giving of such bounty of doing so good for them. But it's chinam. For no reason, it's undeserved. The recipient found favor. Hashem Choneinu. Hashem, show us favor, even if we don't deserve it. L'cho kivinu, because we've hoped for you. There's one zechus if somebody has Torah and mitzvahs and he serves Hashem, and he can be royal, he can be fit to receive the goodness of Hashem. And then there's a separate zechus that even if we don't deserve it, But if we're counting on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zechus, and that bitachon, the fact that we're hoping for Hashem, L'cha kivinu, so even if we don't deserve it, but if we're putting our hope in you, that itself is a reason why Hashem Chaneinu, Hashem should show us the chain. The Novi had spoken earlier with Aseres HaShvatim, that they felt that their treaties and the alliances that they had with the other nations would save them. As it says in the end of the Novi Hosea, it's in the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuva, Asher lo yoshienu will come to a realization that Asher won't save us, Asus lo nirkov, we won't be able to ride on the swift horses. We won't believe that any other thing can save us except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'cha kivinu, if we put our hope in you, that alone is the reason that Hashem chaneinu. Heye zeroam labakorim, you should be their strength in the morning. The Malbim learns, it's referring to Aseres HaShvatim. For the Aseres HaShvatim, it's already night. They've already been exiled. But their morning should shine. Zeroam translates like or Zerua Latzadik. You should be their Zeroam, their light that's planted. You should be their light in the morning, that the morning of the Geula should come for the Aseres HaShvatim. They're already exiled, but their morning should come. And for us, we're still in Yerushalayim, we're still in our place. But af Yeshua senu be'ez tzara. But now is a time of distress, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be our Yeshua be'ez tzara in this time of distress. Mikol Hamon, from the noise of the tumult. One explanation is the Hamon is the army of Sancheiriv, and you hear the marching army with his millions of troops. From the sound of the Homo Nodidu Amim, the nations have wandered. They went into exile. They left their place. They fled. Meiromim Musecha, but you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you show your elevation, you show how much greater you are than the enemies of the world. Meiromim Musecha, from your exaltedness, Noftzu Goyim, the nations have scattered. An Am is a more prominent entity that, as opposed to a Goy. A Goy is a group of people that live together, but it's an Am is in a more elevated status. And when Sancheiriv came with his army, as prominent as the different civilizations of the world were, and as advanced as the governments of the defeated nations were, they might have been an Am, but Mikol Hamon, before the sound of Sancheiriv's army, Nodidu Amim, all of those important nations wandered and went into exile. Meirom Musecha, but from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you show your greatness, Noftzu Goyim, now you're left with an army of Sancheiriv, where he pulled together from different nations, he subsumed, he took the armies of the world, and he brought their soldiers into his army, and he came with captives, and they're all just a group of people that are under his control. Noftzu Goyim, those nations have scattered and dispersed. V'usav shlalchem, your sholal, all these spoils will be gathered, osef hechosil, like the gathering of locusts. Kamashak gave him shokek bo. Like Kamashak, the sound gave him of water that's pouring into a pit. And you hear the river, perhaps the roar of a waterfall. You hear the water rushing and falling down into a depression. Kamashak gave him shokek bo. That's the tremendous noise that will be heard. The Metzudas learns all the sholol that you take for Usaf Shlalchem, the spoils that we're going to have from Sancheiriv's army, will be gathered without any protest, without any fear. It'll be there for the taking. It won't be that we'll have to sneak out at night and guerrilla warfare and grab something from the enemy. But v'usav shlalchem osef hechasil. There are certain times when the locusts can be gathered very easily. They settle, they spread out over the field and they're covering the lands, and people who eat locusts or people would go and just gather this locust. Va'osef shlalchem, osef hechosil, will be gathered like you'd gather the locust, where there's nobody to protest and nobody to be afraid of. And this happens, kemasha gave him, when you hear the sound of the water gathered into the pits. Shokekbo, and you hear the roar of the water. So too, those will come, and there'll be the cheers of victory and delight. When will the sounds of the people suffering in Yerushalayim, who are now able to go out with a victorious cry and take all of the spoils that have been left by Sanherib's army. Kemasha gave him shokekbo. Niskov Hashem. Hashem is shown that he is exalted, kishochein morom, because he's above everything. And besides, even a weak person, if he's elevated and he can look down from a vantage point on the enemy, if he's high up, he has the upper hand. And here, kaviyachol, niskov Hashem kishochein morom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who dwells above. Milei Tzion, Mishpor Utsdaka. He's filled Tzion with Mishpor and Tzdaka. The Malbim explains, the Pshat is, even though the spoils, the Malbim takes these psukim together. V'usav shlalchem, osef hechosil. Even if the wealth of Klal Yisrael has been taken by Sancheiriv, the 10 tribes outside Yerushalayim, everywhere else that Sancheiriv captured, and you feel that all that we've worked for has been taken by the enemy. Osef HaChosil, like you'd gather the Chosil when you hear the waters, Kamasha gave him Shokekbo. The Malbim says, Shab'es Yeh Geshem, at the time when there's rain, v'hagevim yiblu mayim, and the pits are filled with water, v'achasil yitbabom, the locusts would drown, v'yamus and die, they would die in the water. Osfim oso bakala, at that point people just gather the locusts without a problem. V'chein osfu machne asher ashlalchem, and the wealth of the 10 tribes, the other areas of Yehuda, was gathered very easily by Sancheiriv. And there's a sense of despair that all of the effort that people put into their produce and into the lands and their fields, and it was all just taken away by the enemy. Mikom okom lo hifsadetem bozem umo. But you should know you haven't lost anything. It can be as bad as the usav shlalchem osef echosil. The enemy took it without a fight, without any problem. The enemy took that wealth. But you haven't lost anything. And the reason is, Pasuk Hey, Niskov Hashem. Hashem is exalted. Yoshev Kishochein Morom. He's shown that he's above all of the nations. And Milei Tzion Mishpor Utsdaka. He filled Tzion with Mishpor, with justice, Utsdaka, and righteousness. Meaning both Soros Acheros. You might have lost the wealth and the physical abundance, but you've stored up other treasures. Both Soros Acheros Yekoros Veniskovos mean Hashlal Sha'avdu. You've gotten a different treasure. Sancheiriv took your material wealth, but you've come to realize that Niskov Hashem, that Hashem is exalted and is elevated, and the only thing that counts is to serve the one above, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishochein morom, Milei Tzion Mishpor Utsdaka. Shal Yedeze Shovuel Hashem. Through this whole experience, the people returned to Hashem, v'ischilu lasos mishparut stoka. And the people started to do mishpat and tzedakah. Their focus in life was, why gather wealth if the enemy just takes it away? What's the benefit of building up assets here on this world, this transitory world? And milat zion mishpat and tzedakah, people realize the purpose is something higher than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exalted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that milat zion mishpat and tzedakah. Now Zion became full of mishpat and tzedakah. V'zei yokar min ha-sholol v'chol kli chemda. And this is the most precious thing, more than any sholol, more than all kli chemda. But very often people get caught up in enjoying and benefiting from this world. And sometimes the painful experience of usav shlalchem osef hechosil, the fact that the enemy takes it away, as easy as gathering the locusts, as easy as kamashak gave him when the wells and the pits are filled with water and the locusts that spread over the land have drowned. Shokeik bo, and you hear that noise, and they just take that wealth without a problem. But nisgav Hashem, but Klal Yisrael has gained, because they realize that Hashem is exalted, kishochei marom, and Hashem is above, and they raise their eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they realize not to put their trust and their hopes in this world and in their wealth. Milei Tzion mishparut tzedakah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that Tzion should be filled with mishpat and tzedakah, with justice and with righteousness. V'hoya emunas itecha, the faith of your times, chosen yeshuos, will be the strength of your salvations, chochmas vadas, wisdom and knowledge, yiras Hashem hiotzoro, the fear of Hashem. That's man's treasure. Hiotzoro, that's his otzor. Rashi explains the pasuk, v'hoya emunas itecha, the belief of your times, meaning a person goes through different time periods of the year and he's got to reach into his pocket. He's the farmer and he's been planting. He has the time when he gives truma, the tithe to the Kohen. Ula maestris, and he has to give meiser, gives part to the Levi, depending on the year, part to Yerushalayim or part to the poor. He has leket, chikhun, peya, the different parts of the crop that are left for the poor, given to the poor. He has to keep Shemitah and Yovel, the years that he doesn't plant. V'hoye emunas itecha, and he has that trust, the emuna, the faith in Hashem, as he goes through these times. Or emunas itecha could mean the experience when a person goes through the difficulties in life. And through those times, he shows his emunah, and he lives with that trust in Hashem. That emunah that he has, chosen yeshuos, that becomes the strength that will give him Yeshua. That will bring him salvation. Chochmas vodas, and he'll gain the chochmas, knowledge, and das is a deeper understanding. Yiras Hashem hiotzaro. And the Yiras Hashem, that's the storehouse. Where does he keep that chokhmah and the das? He's gained so much. The emunah brought him to a deeper understanding. But what causes it not to dissipate and get lost? The yiras Hashem that he works on, the yiras Hashem, that's what will guard his chokhmah and his das, that it will remain with him. The Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. Amrei Shlokish, Andaf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Amrei Shlokish, my dechsev, what's the pshat in this pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, as difficult as things are, it was Sancheiriv's army, but their trust will bring everything good that a person can have, the Yeshua, the Chokhman Das, it all comes about. What is the meaning of this pasuk? it's referring to somebody. This is a reference to all of the Torah Shebaal Peh, all of the different areas in Mishnah. The emunas zeh seder zeroyim. That's referring to the first seder zeroyim, which deals in the main with the halachas that pertain to the agriculture. Rashi says, zeroyim shal emunas ha'odam somech lahafrish maisros of karoi. Giving meiser in the right way, properly, it's relying on the emunah of a person. A person shows his emunah in Hashem, nobody's looking over the books, and nobody's able to know exactly how much we should be giving except for Hashem. V'hoyeh emunah. Emunah is referring to Seder Zeroyim, because to give what you have to give shows a person's emunah, his belief in Hashem. And Tosa says another explanation. Meforish b'Yerushalmi Shemaimin b'chai ho'olomim v'zoreya. A farmer, you know, we don't always feel that as a city dwellers. Person puts in his week and month of work and he gets a paycheck. The farmer was, especially in those days, they didn't have government support and a way to bolster the prices. A farmer lived that he planted the crop and he harvested it and it dried out in the fields, and this whole time he hasn't seen any profit. He's probably living on loans and stretching the credit line, and then finally he brings it in by Sukkos, Zman Simchaseinu, he brings in that crop, and overnight he's earned thousands and thousands. He earned enough money to pay up his debts and prepare for the future. But a farmer needs a certain emunah, that a belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help him. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everybody. You have to make a ishtalis, you have to do something for a parnasa, and it's kind of risky, but he puts his trust in Hashem, he's got to do something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. So he goes out to the field, and he takes his seeds, and he plants it, and he hopes that when the year comes around, he'll have a harvest, and it will have been worthwhile. That's living with emunah. I've heard this from people who, somebody once remarked, he had a job where he was working in computers, and it was a secure field in those days, and he always had this, you know, paycheck came every bi-weekly, bi-monthly, and he felt secure. He didn't feel like he was living with emunah. And then all of a sudden he was laid off, and now all of a sudden he's has to somehow juggle the budget and look for a job and try to make ends meet. All of a sudden he felt an awareness of emunah that we shouldn't have to experience that difficulty. But for people who have it, sometimes they can grow in their emunah. V'hoyeh emunas emunas seder zeroyim. Either, as Rashi said, because it's trusting, tests a person's faith that he should give to the poor and give whatever he has to give. Or like Tosfos, the very fact that a farmer has to plant, he puts his trust in Hashem and he does that. That's emunah. Itecha, when it says the faith of your times, it's referring to the part of learning that deals with the time. Zeh Seder Moed. Seder Moed is the Seder that talks about the times. Shabbos and Pesach and Yom Tov and Rosh, all the Yom Tovim. That's in Seder Moed. Chosen, the strength. Zeh Seder Noshim. That's referring to Seder Noshim. Why is Seder Noshim? That deals with all the laws pertaining to women, to man and his wife, Ksuvus, marriage, divorce, it's all in Seder Noshim. Chosen, Rashi says, the strength is Loshin Yorshim. But that term Chosen deals with people who inherit, the Yorshim, those that who take over after a person passes away. V'ayidei Isha Noldu Yorshim, and this comes about through marriage, through a wife. So Chosen, the strength, the Yorshim, those that inherit, that deals with Seder Noshim. Yeshuos, salvation, that's Seder Nezikin. That's referring to Seder Nezikin. Rashi says, Moshion, it saves them. How does Nezikin save a person? Nezikin deals with damages. Mazhir Lifrosh Mehezek. it warns a person to keep away from doing damage. Umehischayev mammon, and from owing money. It's interesting because the focus in Zikin, doesn't save you because your neighbor will be careful with his actions. That if people are aware of Nezikin, you won't be harmed. That's not the main benefit. The benefit is that you won't harm others. You won't end up owing money to others. You'll live in a way that what you're doing is just and correct. The minig in Litta and other places was when the young boys would start to learn Gemara. The first mesechtas they would learn is Nezikin. They would learn Hamaskid and Hakones and Elu Metzias. They learned the mesechtas that dealt with money matters. And the feeling was that if a person involves with that, he grows up with an awareness of other people's money. That you have to be careful, what's not yours is not yours, and not to infringe on others. Yeshua, the salvation of Satan, Ezekiel, because he won't come to harm others. Mazer lifrosh mehezek, and from owing money to others. And Chochmah is the Seder. Kodshim, Chochmah is referring to Seder. Kodshim, the knowledge involved in the Masechtas of Kodshim. And Vadas, the Seder Taharos. And Das, which is even a deeper level of knowledge, is referring to Seder Taharos. And a person can have and should have and must have all of these things. He has to have Emunas, Itecha, Chosen, Yeshuos, Chochmah, Vadas. But in the end, Vafilu hochi, even so, Yiras Hashem hiotsoro. The fear of Hashem, that's his treasure house. Rashi says, hiotsoro hu ikur hachoshuv be'enov. That's the main thing that's important. Latzer v'lasso segulo lezikaron. It's the person's Yiras Hashem. Rashi seems to say that he'll remember it all. If a person has Yiras Hashem and he realizes the importance and the significance of what he's learning. His Yiras Hashem, his fear of Hashem causes that he shouldn't, chas v'shalom, forget anything. That's the storehouse that will help him contain all of that learning. The Marsha, by the way, points out, itecha, your times, is in the plural. A person has to make times, a time by day and a time by night. It's not enough to just learn at one of them. He has to learn day and night. He has his times. Amar Rava. Rava said, "B'shoa shemachnisim odom ledin." When they bring a person in to judge him after 120, after he's nifter, and they're going to judge him. Omrim lo, they would say to him, also an idea based on this pasuk. The first thing is emuna. Did you do your business with integrity, with emuna? Emuna could mean with integrity, with faith, that you were honest and fair to your partners and everyone you dealt with. It could also mean, did you deal in business with emuna, showing your emuna in Hashem? But the first thing is emuna. The second thing is itecha, your times. Kavata itim la Torah. Did you make times for Torah? As you say, the Marsha mentions times, day and night. Emunas itecha chosen. Chosen is referring to Seder Noshim. Asakta bipru revu, or Yosik and pru revu. And the Marsha says it doesn't just mean to have children, but to be osik, to be involved in it, is to marry off a yosom and a yosoma. If there are people without parents that need you to marry them off, it's an involvement. To be osik osakta bipru revu, where you osik in bringing together couples and that there should be children born. Yeshua, tzipisa li Yeshua, chosen Yeshuos. Were you involved? Was your thought, were you hoping, tzipisa li Yeshua, were you looking forward to the Yeshua? Rashi says, ledivrei ha-Nevi'im, all the words of the Nevi'im, of which a lot of the Nevuas of the future are in Yeshaya, especially in the latter part of Sefer Yeshaya. But all the words of the Nevi'im, what's going to happen? Were you looking forward? Were you living with it? Pilpalta bechokhma. And when it talks about chokhma, wisdom, the question is, were you mefalpel? A person's mind, a pilpul, is a very deep, intricate discussion where somebody's thought it out with all the different angles, and it's a pilpul. It's hard to describe a pilpul if you haven't, for those who have heard it, we know what it is. But pilpalta, did you do a pilpul bechokhma, with chokhma, not just a pilpul to perhaps show your brilliance, but with a chokhma, with a real chokhma satayra, and to use all of your intellect to try to search for the truth. And das is hevanta dover mitoch dover. Did you understand one thing from another, that when a person learns, the truth is on a simple level, we're all able to do that. A person learns, and afterwards he should think, what can he derive from it? How can that affect his life? And if a person thinks how to apply those lessons, that's hevanta dover mitoch dover. And these are the questions they ask him. The munas, itecha, chosin, yeshuas, chochmas, vadas. Spanning all these six areas of Torah Shebaal Peh. Vafilu hochi, and even so, yiras Hashem hi otsaro in, if yiras Hashem is his storehouse, and he has yiras Hashem, that's good. Ilolo, and if not, not. Sometimes a person can learn a lot, but somehow it hasn't changed him. I had a Rebbe who used to say, it says, Yakorahim Ipninim Rav Kahanov, the Rosh Hashiva in Torah Vidas, used to say, Torah is more yokor, more valuable than pninim, than jewels. And the Gemara explains, Yakorahim Ipninim, it means it's more precious. Yakorahim Mipninim could be from the Kohen that goes Lifnai V'Lifnim. Lipninim is the one who goes into the innermost places. The Torah's, the one who has Torah is greater than the Kohen Gadol who goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's Yakara from Mipninim, the one who goes all the way in. And he used to explain, because when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he goes into the holy place. And if somebody learns Torah with the right intent and with the right reasons and with Yiras Hashem, he doesn't go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Kodesh Kadoshim goes into him. He has all these things, but if he has Yiras Hashem, he otsaro. If Yiras Hashem is his storehouse, if he has Yiras Hashem, good. And if not, he doesn't have it. Moshe la'odam sha'imer li shlucho. It's a Moshe, a man told his shliach, his messenger, Halali kur chitim aliyah. I'd like you to store a large measure of wheat in the attic. Store up the wheat. Halach vehelalo, and the person did that. Amrle, then the balabas, the owner, said to him, Irav tali bohen kav chumten. Did you put in a certain type of dirt that helps to preserve the produce? Amrle lav, and the worker said, no, I didn't put in any dirt, I just put in pure wheat. Amrle said, if that's the case, mutavim lo ha'lisa, it'd be better if you never put it there, because it'll get wormy. The wheat will rot. If you put it there together with the dirt, something that will help preserve it, like a certain type of salty soil, eretz malecha, it'll prevent it from becoming spoiled, and then it's worth it. So too in Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in his Nefesh HaChaim, he writes basically that it's not enough for a person to just spend his whole day learning Musar. He's going to spend his whole day thinking about how to improve himself and how to serve Hashem. The truth is, he also has to know the whole Torah. Whereas even if a person learns one Daf Gemara and he's happy and he's learning the whole day and he's learning and he feels Yiras Hashem, but he also has to know everything. It's not enough to just know one Daf and one page, and he's got to know everything, and sometimes he's involved in topics that might not seem so holy. He's talking about how the ganef and how a guy could steal it and swear falsely, and what kind of a lie he could give, and how he could give a different complaint. But that's all part of it. A person has to have the whole expanse of Torah. And even so, he writes, a person in the middle of learning can sometimes pause, take a break, and learn a little Musar. I guess, sing a little inspiring niggin or something, or open up a Musar Sefer, because he has to know the Emunas Hitecha Chosin Yeshuas. He has to know it all. But Yiras Hashem is the Otzer, is the storehouse. And a person, it's important for a person to inspire himself and to reawaken that Yiras Hashem as he goes through his learning. Pasuk Zayin. Hein er Elam. Behold their messenger, Tzoaku Chutza, cried out in the street. The Novi is now saying, Klal Yisrael has been suffering. They've already had their suffering. Now is the time for the Geula. They've already suffered from Sancheiriv. Sancheiriv is outside Yerushalayim. It's reached the point where now is the point for the Yeshua to come. Heiner Elam Tzoaku Chutza. Their messengers are crying out in the streets. Malachei Sholom, their messengers of peace, Mar Yivkoyun. They're crying out bitterly. It could also mean Hein Er Elam, their mighty one, the mighty one of Ashur. That Ashur had there was a Jew who was a turncoat, a traitor, Rav Shoke. And this Jewish person joined Sancheiriv's army. And he stood in front of the army and he cursed out and he blasphemed and he spoke against, and he demoralized the people. He said, there's no way you could stand up against Sancheiriv. You're definitely going to lose. You're better off surrendering. Things will be better. Heiner Elam, their messenger, the messenger of Ashur, Tzoaku Chutza, they have their people crying on the outside. Malachi Shalom, and when Chizkio sends messengers of peace to Sancheiriv, and he wants to make peace, Mar Yivkoyun, but the messengers cry, and they say, how should we, at this point, we've lost so much, it's almost too late to do peace. Noshamu Mesilos, the roads are desolate. And Mesila is the main highway, the main road. It's desolate, it's empty. Shovas over Orach, and even the one who travels on the small path, the Orach, and he passes, he's staying off the main roads. But even over there, Shovas over Orach, you don't have the wayfarer. Hefer Baris, Chizkio has Sancheiriv has nullified the treaty we made with him. The Gemara says Chizkio cut off the gold from the doors of the Beis Hamikdash, and he sent it to Sancheiriv to make peace. But Hefer Bris, they've nullified any treaties. Moas Orim, and they despise the cities. They don't want to keep the city intact and just conquer it. They'd like to conquer it and destroy it and let it be a mound of rubble. They're not interested in the beautiful cities. Lo choshav enosh, and they respected no man. They have no regard for any. They're just out to destroy and capture, and they have no regard for the people and for the beautiful cities. So we're sending out messengers of peace, but they're coming back with a report that the destruction has already happened, and Sancheiriv has destroyed the country. Oval umlala aretz. The land is mournful. Umlala. And it's forlorn, it's empty. Hechbir levanon, the beautiful levanon, the forest, the beautiful forest of the levanon is shamed. Kamal and cut down. The army came and they cut down the trees for their own use. They've destroyed the beautiful forests. Hoya hasharon ka'arova. The land of the Sharon is like a desert. V'noer Boshon v'Carmel. And Boshon and Carmel are now, Noer are emptied from their beautiful growth. Boshon is the land on the east side of the Yarden. And Carmel, it could be referring to the Hara Carmel, which is on the west, near Haifa. But from east to west, Sancheiriv has taken over all that land. V'noer Boshon v'Carmel. Ata Okum Yomar Hashem. But now I will arise, Hashem will say, Ata eromom, now I'll ascend, Ata enase, and I'll be exalted. I'll cause the nations to realize how great I am, and I'll show the godless of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem. And for you, son Cheriv, you have your thoughts, how you're going to capture Yerushalayim. Taharu chashash. You'll conceive, taharu, like heroyon, to be pregnant, what you're expecting, the great expectations. The taharu, your conception, your plans, is all chashash. It's stubble. It has no permanence to it, no solid, it has no solid benefit. Tildu kash. And if the thoughts, which is compared to conception, is chashash, is like the stubble, so tildu kash, the birth, what it actually produces, your thoughts and your plans, what it produces, it will produce kash, straw. You won't accomplish anything. And ruchachem, your spirit, what you want to do, esh tochalchem, that's a fire that will consume you. And the plans to wipe out Yerushalayim and camping around the city, but that's all, your plans are going, it'll burn yourself up, and from within them the fire came, the Malach came and he burnt them all up. V'hoyu amim misrafo seed, and all these nations will be like burnings of lime. And the burnings of lime just burn and burn and burn for a long, long time. Kotzim kesuchim, they'll be like cut thorns. Now, cut thorns burn and are finished 1, 2, 3, but it's very easy to ignite. Misrafo seed, it's more difficult to create the conflagration. So they'll burn a long time like misrafo seed, and they'll ignite quickly like kotzim kesuchim, like cut thorns, bo'esh yitzatu, and in the fire they will be set aflame. Shimru chokim ashiro sisi, you that are distant, hear what I've done. The news will travel through the world, what happened to Sancheirov's army, and they should hear what I did. Udu'u krovim gvurasi, and those that are close, those that have been in Yerushalayim, and they see the army was outside, and they see they've been killed, but it's not enough for them to see. They are there, and they have to do, they should know. They have to contemplate and understand and realize the significance. Udu'u krovim gvurasi. And you that are close, the krovim, you should know my gvura, my strength. Pochadu b'tzion chatoim. The sinners were afraid in Tzion. Ochazor odoch hanefim. Those that were the hypocrites, and they wanted to pretend that they were serving Hashem and they had bitachon, but they didn't really feel that. They might not have verbalized it, but you could sense their trembling. Ochazoro odochanefim. Those that were like Chizkiyo, that put their bitachon in Hashem, and they knew through the Nevi'im that if they did tshuva, they served Hashem, it would be good. They were able to put their trust in, they felt secure. The sinners had the fear, and those that were chanefim, hypocrites, and pretended that they had bitachon, but they still, they showed their trembling. Mi yogur lanu. And their words were, mi yogur lanu. Who can, which of us can live, esho chela, with the consuming fire? Either it means the fire of Sancheirov's army is like a fire that's destroying everything. How can we manage to live with Sancheirov outside the walls when we're his next destination? Or it can mean after seeing the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Sancheirov's army with a fire, how can we live on a madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will care and take care of us and love us? How can we be on that madrega? You see that Hashem is such a God of justice, and Sancheirov's army was destroyed. How could we survive? Mi yogur lanu esho chela. What can cause us to live with the consuming fire? Mi yogur lanu mokdei olam. And who can cause us to live with the eternal conflagration, the fire that burns and burns. Holech tzedakos. And this answer, Holech tzedakos, the one who walks with righteousness. V'dover meisharim, and he speaks with truthfulness. First we'll read the psukim and then we'll discuss it. Moes bevetzam ashakos. He spurns, he despises any betza, any prophet, mashakos, that comes from extorting and from oppressing others. Noer kapov mitmoch bashochad. He shakes off his hands from holding any bribe. Otem ozno mishmo adomim. He seals his ears from hearing any bloodshed. Votzim ein of miros b'ra. And he shuts his eyes from seeing evil. The Navi here is Klal Yisrael has a question. How can we survive? Either how can we survive when you see the punishment that's brought on the wicked? How can we survive before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara in Makkah says, at the very end of the Makkah, the Gemara on Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Dorish Rabbi Samloi, Sheish Meos Ushlosh Esrei Mitzvahs Nemr Lo LeMoshe. 613 mitzvahs were said to Moshe. We have Taryag mitzvahs. And when you learn the Torah, it would seem everyone's got to work equally on all 613, and his emphasis has to be on all of them. And the Gemara says, Bod David Vehemidon Al Achas Esrei. David came and he said, put your emphasis on 11 different concepts. And the Mefarshim learn, and from there he'll be able to keep the whole Torah, but let him concentrate on these 11. That's his, where his emphasis should be. And as time went on, people were on a lower madriga. And the Gemara says, afterwards, Yeshaya, boy Yeshayahu ve'emidon al sheish. Yeshaya came and he said, work on these 6. And then the Gemara says, Micha came and he said, there's 3 concepts. Until in the end, the Gemara says, Chavaku came and he said, there's 1. The Gemara discusses Yeshaya, later mentions 2 concepts. The Gemara mentions, the bottom line is, the person has to have emunah. Chavakuk said the place where a person should put his strength, his emphasis, is v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. But the Gemara mentions that Yeshaya was able to take the 6 different things that a person should work on in terms of being able to grasp the Torah. And these are the 6 things that we're discussing now. Yeshaya came and he said, Boy Yeshayo v'hemidon al sheish, on Daf Chof Dalad in Makkos. Yeshayo came and he said, there are 6 concepts. Techsiv holech tzedakos. And the Gemara explains, holech tzedakos ze Avraham Avinu. The first thing is, you have to walk with righteousness. You have to walk with tzedakos. That's referring to Avraham Avinu. Techsiv, because it says, ki yedativ, Hashem says, I know Avraham, I love Avraham. Lemana sheyitzave, because I know he's going to command his household after him to follow the ways of Hashem. The Marsha says a beautiful explanation on this. The Marsha says as follows. Yeshai is telling Kololim Hayoser Mitsuyim. He's giving you a general rule that's very prevalent. V'she'ein adam nimlat mehem, and a person is not able to avoid being in these situations, but v'chol echad kol el chelek godol min ha-mitzvah. Each one of these encompasses a large chelek of mitzvahs. And he starts as follows. Holech tzedakos is Avram, as it says, ki yedativ. The Marsha explains that besides doing tzedakah, and besides doing gemilas chasodim, a person Avram Avinu did that, and he commanded his children afterwards to do tzedakah and mishpat, and he explains based on a Gemara. The Gemara says in stone, there were three things that they, three areas in which they showed their wickedness. The first thing is, they said, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, they said, Loma lanu ovrei drachim. Why do we need people, travelers? Why should we allow anybody else into our community? Shein boim el chasreinu. They're only coming to be a drain on society. They're going to come and we're going to have to support them. So we should allow no one to enter the city of stone. Nobody should be able to come into these cities. Nishka neshakach toras regel me'artzenu. Let's cause there to be no travelers. The second thing was, they had a whole justice system that was based on sheker. The Gemara gives an example. They said, different people own livestock in the community, and we should share the responsibility for taking care of it. So if you have one animal, you should have to take care of the animals for one day. And if you have no animals, you should have to do it for 2 days. It was always like the rich get richer, I guess, and the poor get poorer. But if you couldn't afford an animal, then you're going to have to take care of them for 2 days. And they had other types of laws like that, that were oppressive and that were sheker. And the third fault of stone was that they had a policy with tzedaka, that when a person came to the town, they would all give him money for tzedaka, and they wrote their name on the coin. The deal was, nobody should sell any visitor bread. You can't sell him food. So the visitor would come, and he would be staying there, and he would get money. He was a poor person, and he came with a penniless. Everybody would give him money, but nobody would give him food. The guy would end up dying, and then everybody would go over to the dead body and open up his wallet, and they'd take out their money, because they wrote their name on the coin before they gave it. And everybody would take back their money. Kiyadativ, the way the Marsha explains, I'm going to tell Avraham my plans for Sodom. Kiyadativ, this is not the way Rashi and the other Mephoshim explained the Pasuk, but Kiyadativ, I want Avraham to know what I'm going to do with Sodom. And the reason why is because Sodom has three faults. But Lamanashe Yitzave Esbonov, he will command his children, Vishamru Derech Hashem, that the way, the traveler, the Derech Hashem, the way of Hashem, means those that are on the road, those that are on the Derech, there should be an awareness of Hashem, and you should bring them in. You should be Machnes Orech. Guard the Derech Hashem, not like the people in stone that were determined that there should be no visitors. Lasos Tztaka, and he should do real Tztaka, not like the people in stone who gave Tztaka knowing that the dead man would not be able to buy any food with the money, and they'd get the money right back. And umishpa, and there should be true justice, not like the justice system in stone. So it's a simple phrase, of kolech tztokos, to go in the way of tztokos. The Gemara says, ze Avraham Avinu, dechsiv kiyadativ lemana sheyitzaveh. But in that one phrase, it includes the whole concept of the tztaka and the mishpat and chesed and passing it on to the next generation. And that's one area from the six things. You want to know how we can survive with the eish ochela, with this consuming fire? How can we continue to live holech tztakos? The first step is to go with righteousness, like Avram. The second step is dover meisharim, to speak what's straight, what's honest, what's true. Ze she'enu maknit pnei chaver barabim. That's a person who doesn't cause anguish, tsa'ar, to his fellow Jew in public. Ono'as devarim. Ono'as devarim is when you say something that's hurtful to another person, and very often it's done with deceit, where your words are not, you can say to someone, oh, remember what happened last week? Or sure, you remember what happened the last time we were at the party. Or a guy can make a comment that the words itself, it's hard, the person can pretend he doesn't know that he's saying something harmful. But there's a certain deceit that causes people pain. this person should be an honest dover meisharim. He should speak words of meisharim, is words that are straight and correct and good words, that he doesn't cause somebody tsar. Moes bevetza ma'ashakos. He despises any betza, any prophet ma'ashakos, that comes from oppressing others. The Gemara says, Kigon Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, like Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. The Gemara says, what happened was somebody brought him matnos aniyim. He brought matnos kahuna. He brought him the gift that you're supposed to give to the Kohen. The rachis hagez, the first wool that sheared off the animals, you give to the Kohen. And this person brought it to him because he was a Kohen. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was, and he wanted Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha to judge him. He had some type of din Torah. But he refused. Rashi says over here, what happened was, and he didn't, not only did he refuse to judge the person, but he said, I don't even want to accept it. You usually give it to a different Kohen. You're bringing it to me, and you want me to judge your case, but I'm not going to judge your case. But not only that, I don't even want to accept it. You usually give it to a different Kohen. I don't want to have any prophet that's going to cause an oppression to others, and if you normally gave it to him, continue to give it to him. Nowhere a kapov mitmoch b'shochad. He shakes off his palms from taking any bribe. Kigon Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. Like Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. He had an oris, he had a worker, a sharecropper. And every day the sharecropper would, every week he'd bring the, whatever crops were grown, he'd bring it on a Friday. One day he brought it a day early on Thursday. He said he has a din Torah. He wants it to be judged. And once he's coming anyways for the din Torah, he would like to, in the same trip, he'll give the produce to the owner of the land, and he will and he'll have the din Torah. So he refused to judge the case, and he, even though it was really his produce, it was just the person brought the produce because it was more convenient to bring it when he was coming anyways for the din Torah. But he refused to have anything to do, to take it at this point, and he refused to judge the case. Otem ozno mishmo adamim. He blocks off his ear from hearing damim, bloodshed. But the Gemara says, lo shama bizilusa detzurva mirabonon v'shosik. He didn't hear any type of disparaging comment about a Talmud Chacham, and he was quiet. Kigon Reb Lozeb Reb Shimon. The Gemara has a story about Reb Lozeb Reb Shimon, the son of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Gemara says when he was nifter, they put him in an attic. And the body remained as vibrant and fresh as when he was alive for many, many years. And his wife used to come up and used to see how he was doing. And the years went by and the body remained in perfect condition. One time she noticed a worm coming out of his ear. And she was all upset that it seems that finally it has started to decompose. Reb Lozeb Reb Shimon came to her in a dream, and he said, one time with my ear, I heard some comment about a negative about a Talmud Chacham, and I was quiet. And since he was obviously excelled in this midah in his lifetime, the one time that he had to feel that little fault had to be corrected, and therefore he got this punishment. Otem Einov, a person, Otem Ozno, he blocks his ear, Mishmoa, from hearing Domim. Rashi would learn it like dumb him to be quiet. In other words, he didn't hear it and be quiet. And the last thing is, v'otzim einov me'ra'os b'ra'ah. He closes his eyes. He shuts his eyes from seeing any evil. And the Gemara in Baba Basra says a tremendous, it's a difficult lesson to live by. But the Gemara says that it's referring to somebody. Otsam Einov Meros Beron Baba Basra Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Omer of Chia Bar Abba, Zeh She'en Mistakel Benoshim B'Shoa She'omdus Ala Kavisa. It's referring to somebody who doesn't gaze at women when they're doing the laundry, that stand in the river, and that have to raise their skirt or dress, that have to raise their clothing, it shouldn't get all wet, and they're working there in the river, And this person is careful not to watch them while they're doing the kavisa, while they're doing the laundry. Heichidomi, Sigmar says, how could this be? Easy gadarka achrina, if he has another way to walk, and he walks by these women, Rosha, who is a Rosha. And what's scary is that the Gemara with the Rashbam. The Rashbam says if he walks, he could have walked somewhere else, he's a Rosha. And the Rashbam says, Va'afa pi shotzameinov. And even if he closes his eyes, Shlo ha'ilo l'karev, he shouldn't have gotten close to this situation. El laharchik min aveira. Or this guy went by the wrong road and he closed his eyes and he didn't see anything. But the Gemara still calls him a Rasha. Because he should have avoided the Nisoyon. And Yidol, like a dark achrita, if there's no other road, so if that's the only way to go, he has a right to go there in Onus, he's in Onus. Because that's the road he has to go on, and his eyes are open while he's walking, so if he sees something, he's in Onus. The Gemara explains, La'olam deleka dark achrita. We're talking there is no other road, and he has to go there. But somehow he should have forced himself not to look. Or he had to go on that road, but that already, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. He seals his eyes from seeing anything wrong. A person who works on these six different points is his way, instead of initially working on the Tariag Mitzvahs, on all 613 Yeshaya capsulized it, these six different areas. If a person works on, we'll see later on, he'll have the security of Humaromim Yishkon, he'll dwell in a secure place. And we'll resume next time. Thank you.